Allahumma salli ala seyyidina Muhammed ve ala seyyidina. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nawaitul arba'in, nawaitul i'tikaf, nawaitul khalwa, nawaitul uzra, nawaitul riyadh, nawaitul suluk lillahi ta'ala al-'azim fi hadha al-masjid. Tonight inshallah we will begin tafsir Surah Al-Humazah, and it is Surah 104. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying to those who have a bad habit, and that is not a habit, but it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. And even people, they don't like to see it from each other. And that is why Allah threatening those who are having these characters or these manners. It's bad manners. And what it means, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, woe to every slanderer and backbiter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be careful. Don't think it is easy on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that someone slander another one, or someone backbite another one. Allah doesn't like that. Humaza, waylun likulli humaza. Humaza is that one who slander people in their faces. Who come and say in your face, you are bad. He humiliates you. He makes you to look bad for his own benefit. He is not humiliating you for something that you did wrong and you have took from him his rights or his freedom, or you prevented him from doing his prayers or prevented him from practicing his religion freely. No, but you are allowed to practice your religion as you like, to fast as you like, to pray as you like, to say what you like, still you are coming and humiliating and slandering them, whoever they are. Whoever you are slandering, Allah doesn't like that character. As long as the Sultan Prophet ﷺ is giving you, means the governor of the country or the governor of the city or the president or the king, whatever it is, he is giving you your freedom to do whatever you like and no one bothering you, you have no right of slandering that leader. Means you have no right to slander anyone, as long as they don't prevent you. This is what's the meaning humaza. Lumaza is that one who backbites slander and backbite in your absence. So you come and you speak on that one and speak on him. You come and speak on the other one and speak on him bad. That is lumaza. So Allah is saying, threatening, saying, wow, to every slanderer and backbiter. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Huraira relates that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he was called for the night of ascension, he said, Prophet said, in my ascension I passed by men that their skin being skinned, they were being skinned. Say skinned. When you skin a sheep, what you say? Skinned. They were being skinned with knives from fire. I said, Ya Jibreel, who are these? He said, قال الذين يتزينون, those men who they try to look very classy in their dresses. They dress in a very highly fashion. You don't see them now? How they, not normal dress, but people, they are these people who are movie stars or people who are a fashion show. They dresses, putting all kind of makeup, or even on men, and dressing to attract the eyes of other men or to attract the eyes of women. He said, those, their skin are going to be skinned. They are going to be skinned by knives of fire. Then he said, I continue, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال ثم مررت بجب منتن الريح. I passed by a well that has a stinky smell. And I heard in it people crying. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ يَا جِبْرِيلِ. Who are these, O Jibreel? He said, these are women, as men putting all their flashy clothes. These are women that they used to put all their makeup and their flashy clothes on them and showing what there is no right for them to show to other people. Means they are showing their bodies. Today, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is describing what we are in today. Today, men and women walking in the streets, especially on beaches, naked. They are giving what Allah prevented to be given except to their husbands from both sides. They are on TV naked. They are on the streets naked. Their clothes is so tight that their private part is being shown. Their clothes is transparent, you can see everything. Prophet ﷺ said, those men or women like that are giving things that has no right to give to others, to show others. That's why they are crying in that stinky well. Then he said, ثم مررت على نساء ورجال معلقين بثديهن. I passed by men and women that they have been hanged from their breasts. Men and women being hanged from their breasts. And I asked Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, man ha'ula? Who are these? He said, قال هؤلاء الهمازون والهمازات. Those who are the slanderers from men and women, and those are the backbiters from men and women. And he said that is the explanation and the meaning of what Allah has said in Surah 104, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ وَلُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every slanderer and backbiter. It is said that Humaza is someone that stab you in the face. Walumaza is that someone that he eats your flesh. It's you. What does that mean? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time, two Sahabi came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, you have bad stomach, bad ache. He said, go and vomit because you have eaten raw meat. They said, Ya Rasulullah, for many, many days you didn't eat meat. Where to find meat? He said, no, you have eaten meat this morning. Go and vomit, throw up. They went and threw up and raw meat, flesh coming out of their mouth. And Prophet ﷺ said, when they were looking strange, what's this? Stunned. Prophet ﷺ said, you today, you have backbiten your brothers. You have speak bad about your brothers. You ate their flesh. That's why lamazun, those who eat the flesh of other people, but by backbiting them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibiting that by threatening those who are eating the people flesh by backbiting them. It is said that these two characters, slandering and backbiting, are of two, it is from coming from ghadabun nafsani, from anger. When someone become angry, he will begin to accumulate that ignorance of anger on him. He become ignorant and he become angry. And that's why they are the bad characters that Prophet ﷺ described to Sayyidina Abu Bakr by saying, Al-Ghadabu Kufrun Ya Abu Bakr. Ya Abu Bakr, Al-Ghadab is anger, is a sign of unbelief. That's why anger has to be thrown out from your heart, or else you would go and commit all kind of sins when you are angry. When you are angry, you don't know anything. You backbite, you slander, you fight, you kill, and with your ignorance, you will commit something that is not accepted. And that's why the time of Prophet ﷺ, before the time of Prophet, it was called the century of ignorance, Asr al-Jahiliyyah. Because everything was anarchy. There was nothing, no principles, no fundamentals, no law, no discipline, nothing. Everything, everyone can do whatever he likes. So ignorance makes you to do whatever you like, and that's why it brings you back to slander people and to backbite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented that. Then Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَذَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. Allah is describing that one who have gathered money, who has gathered wealth and counted it. Means from your ignorance and your anger about other people, when you see them, they are better off, They have nice job, they have nice work. You don't like that. You want everything for yourself. You go and slander them in order to make yourself good in the eyes of others. So you slander the good people to make yourself, to show yourself that you are better than them, although you are worse than them. Like for example, someone, he sees this person is doing right, is doing good. He comes and say, no, this is wrong. To get fame to himself. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. I have gathered wealth. Why he has to gather wealth? By lying, by deceiving, by cheating. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّمَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. He's not going to die. When we collect money, means that money is going to save us. Means that money is going to keep us forever. Today, there are leaders who are attached to their chairs. They will never give it up. And they are collecting money and money, wealth over wealth. By their wealth, they are buying everyone. By their wealth, they are spreading their own ways of understanding and ideology. They are buying every center around the world through their money to keep their back safe. They are not caring for anyone. They are caring for their own chairs, for their own throne. And that's why Allah is telling them, أَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَ أَخْلَدَ. Does he think that his money is going to make him to live forever? He doesn't know that one day I'm calling him and bringing him to my presence. I'm sending Azrael on him to take his soul. His money is not going to benefit him. He's going to leave it and go. كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. He is going, don't believe him that he is going to last forever. Verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. I'm going to crush him. I'm going to give him a lesson to teach him. I want to crush his money. I want to crush his wealth. I'm going to crush him to powder to show him that I am his creator. If he put his heart, his confidence in me, he would have succeeded. And I'm going to crush him in hellfire. And Allah called it subhanahu wa ta'ala al-hutama. Hutama means the fire that destroy, that press you down and lock you, that you cannot anymore move. Abu Huraira said radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is narrated by Al-Hakim al-Tirmidhi, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shafa'ah, his intercession in the judgment day, is to those who have committed the big sins, the big sinners, al-kaba'ir, and they died with these big sins. They are going to be on the first door of hellfire. They are not going to be, they are not, you know, when you are in a fire, what you become black from the fire that's coming on you. He said, those kind of people, under my intercession, Prophet ﷺ said, they will be the first, on the first highest level to go out. So by the first door, they will never be darkened by fire. They are not going to be chained. They are not going to be hanging with shayateen. They are not going to be beaten with whips. They are not going to be thrown in the lower level of hellfire. Some of them, they might stay in hellfire for 1 hour. Some of them, they might stay in hellfire for 1 day, then they go out. Some of them, they might stay 1 month and they go out. Some of them, they might stay 1 year and go out. Some of them, they might depend on their level of sins that they have committed in dunya. Some of them, they might stay the same time as long as this dunya was on earth, as there was life on earth. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, from beginning of life on earth till judgment day, until everything goes, is 7,000 years. And that's why we understand now from where that 7,000 years came. That the human being will be living from time of Sayyidina Adam to time of judgment day is 7,000 years. It's from that hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, منذ يوم خلقت إلى يوم أفنيت وذلك 7,000 سنة. From the day منذ يوم خلقت إلى يوم أفنيت وذلك 7,000 سنة. From the day that life was on earth till the life was disappearing from earth is 7,000 years. So this is the maximum punishment for those who have committed the big sins in their lives. And Prophet ﷺ will intercede for them. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His judgment to punish them 1 hour or 1 day or 1 week or 1 month or 1 year or 7,000 up to 7,000 years, now He wants to take all the believers that they have been punished out. So, إذا أراد الله أن يخرج الموحدين منها قذف في قلوب أهل الأديان. He will throw into the heart when Allah wanted to bring these people who believed in Prophet ﷺ out of hellfire, He will throw into the heart of the unbelievers to say, and what they say. فقالوا لهم, they say, كنا نحن وأنتم جميعا في الدنيا فآمنتم وكفرنا. Us and you, believers and unbelievers, us and you, the unbelievers are saying to the believers, us and you, we were in dunya, you believed and we didn't believe. You accepted and we did not accept. In any case, you are thrown in hellfire like us. But what benefited you, your believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? نحن وأنتم فيها جميعا سواء. We are same in hellfire. You are punished, we are punished. You are going to be living forever in hellfire, we are going to live in fire, hellfire. Allah, at that time when that discussion is going in by unbelievers to believer, Allah's anger comes. Take the believers and send them to paradise. فيغضب الله عند ذلك غضبا لم يغضبه من شيء فيما مضى. Allah, anger comes on those unbelievers because they are saying to believers what they are saying, and that anger never happened before. At that moment, فيخرج أهل التوحيد. He will take all the people of oneness, that they are believing in oneness and accepting Allah, out of hellfire, to Jannah, to ila ayn al Jannah. He will send them to paradise. Ila ayn al Jannah wa sirat, to paradise and to the sirat al mustaqim. It is said, yuqalu laha nahr al hayat. It is said it is the river of youth, the river of life. There they will take shower, from that water they will rub them, and another time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reproduce and rejuvenate all their bodies out as if they are fresh and as if they are coming up from sickness. Then they enter paradise, and it will be written on their front head here, Utaqa'ullahi minan nar. They are the people whom Allah freed them from hellfire. Except one man. All of them, they enter paradise, these believers, but they were punished, and the unbelievers are staying in hellfire. Except one man of the believer, he doesn't enter. He will stay after them 1,000 years, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. فَإِنَّهُ يَمْكُثُ فِيهَا بَعْدَهُمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. 1,000 years after them, he's staying in hellfire. But he will be calling, يَا حَنَّان يَا مَنَّان يَا حَنَّان يَا مَنَّان يَا حَنَّان يَا مَنَّان. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send one of his angels to take him out. That angels go into the hardcore of hellfire, going down in hellfire, to take him out. He will spend 70 years, that angel, to be able to take that man out. He was not able to take him out. And then he say, Ya Rabbi, I was not able to take him out. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah says to him, go. He is in that valley now. He is under that rock now. Take him out by my power. He will go down into the hellfire another time. He will find him. He will, with Allah's power, he takes him out. And he sends him to paradise. And Allah, and all those who are being freed from hellfire, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take what is written on their forehead, that they are, these are, Allah freed them. Utaqa'ur Rahman. Those whom have been freed from Allah's, from His punishment, they ask Allah to remove that from their faces. This sign will be removed from their faces. فَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ مَلِكًا فَيَمْحُوا عَنْ جِبَاهِهِمْ. Allah send an angel and he will erase what is in, on their forehead. ثم إنه يقال لأهل الجنة ومن دخلها من الجهنميين اطلعوا إلى أهل النار. Then a call will come and say to the people of paradise and to the people who have been freed from hellfire and entered paradise, look at hellfire now. And Allah opened for them a scene that they are able to see the hellfire. They look, and the man will see his brother, his father, his sister, those who are unbelievers, his neighbors, his friend. He will see everyone that they are being punished because they were unbeliever in this life. And after they are seeing this scenery in front of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel telling him to close hellfire and seal it forever. No one can come out. ثم إن الله عز وجل يبعث إليهم ملائكة بأطباق من نار ومسامير. Allah will send angels with big seals from hellfire and from nails, and they will close, they seal hellfire with these seals, and these seals will stay until ever, forever, and will never be opened anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn His face from these people who were unbeliever in dunya and leave them khalidan mukhalladin fin nari abada. They will leave them living eternal life in hellfire. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that what he meant, Allah, when he said, إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ في عمد ممددة. This is the meaning of that verse. Verily it shall be closed upon them. In pillars stretched forth, they will be punished in the fire with these pillars. May Allah forgive us, and inshallah we'll continue the interpretation of this surah next time. بحرمة الحبيب وحرمة الفاتحة.